ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Particle Lesson 13. We agree. We have strong feelings about Japanese particles ne, yo, wa, ze, and zo.
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Hello and welcome to the Particle Lesson Series at JapanesePod101.com. My name is Jessie and I'm joined here by...
こんにちは、ナオミです。Hello everyone, Naomi here.
In the previous lesson, you learned about double particles using wa and mo. Can we hear an example?
ここではタバコを吸わないでください。
Please don't smoke here.
母とも話しました。
I also spoke with my mother. So what particles are we covering in this lesson?
In this lesson, you'll learn sentence ending particles, such as ね、よ、わ、ぜ、and ぞ。
This lesson's conversation is between three people, right?
そうですね。田中明さん。
明田中。
生徒
a student,
and 生徒の親
the student's parent. In the previous episode, the student's parent was looking for her child, who is the student. It looks like they finally found him. Basic and premium members, in the lesson notes, we have a more detailed explanation about the usage of particles that you'll learn in this lesson.
There are many examples and practice questions.
They're perfect for reviewing and checking what you'll learn in this lesson. Okay, so let's listen to the conversation.
そうか。じゃあ空港で飛行機を見ていたんだね。心配したんだぜ。
はい、すみません。
お母さん心配したわ。
もう勉強したくなかったんだよ。
お母さん悪かったわ。いつも勉強勉強言って。
母さんは悪くないよ。ごめんなさい。
まあ無事でよかったよ。さ、帰るぞ。
はい。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
そうか。じゃあ空港で飛行機を見ていたんだね。心配したんだぜ。
はい、すみません。
お母さん心配したわ。
もう勉強したくなかったんだよ。
お母さん悪かったわ。いつも勉強勉強言って。
母さんは悪くないよ。ごめんなさい。
まあ無事でよかったよ。さあ帰るぞ。
はい。
今度は英語が入ります。
そうか。じゃあ、空港で飛行機を見ていたんだね。
I see. So you were at the airport watching the planes.
心配したんだぜ。
We were worried about you.
はい、すみません。
I'm sorry.
お母さん、心配したわ。
I was so worried.
もう勉強したくなかったんだよ。
I just didn't want to study anymore.
お母さん、悪かったわ。いつも勉強勉強言って。
It's my fault. I kept telling you to study, study.
母さんは悪くないよ。ごめんなさい。
It's not your fault. I'm sorry.
まあ、無事でよかったよ。
Well, we're glad you're safe.
さ、帰るぞ。
Come on, we're going home.
はい。
Okay. Oh, is he the same boy who was trying to go to the airport in lesson 5?
そうです、そうです。Right. In lesson 5, the boy said,
飛行機を見に行きます。
I'm going to go see airplanes.
He said to the station clerk,
飛行機を見に行きます。
I'm going to go see airplanes. So maybe he was feeling stressed out from studying hard every day.
Maybe. What do you usually do when you feel stressed out?
When I feel stressed out? 買い物に行きます。
買い物ね。
I go shopping and maybe buy myself something nice. Maybe it's not the best habit for relieving stress, but how about you, Naomi-sensei?
私は食べます。寝ます。
Oh, that sounds like a good way too, though. In this lesson and the following lesson, you'll learn some particles that attach to the end of a sentence to indicate the speaker's feeling and tone. Japanese has a lot of these particles that come at the end.
Yes, it does. In this lesson, you'll learn the sentence-ending particles ne, yo, wa, ze, and zo. Let's start with the particle ne.
Ne seeks agreement or confirmation from the listener. It's like a tag question in English, such as, isn't it? Doesn't it?
Aren't you? Don't you?
And so on.
そうですね。For example, 今日は寒い is
It's cold today.
It's just a statement.
Right.
But when you say, 今日は寒いね
It's cold today, isn't it?
This phrase is asking for agreement, like, right? Or don't you think so? In English.
Exactly. ne is also used to soften a request to make it sound nicer.
Right. そうですね。レッスンノートを読んでくださいね。Or, レッスンノートを読んでね。
Please read the lesson notes. And then, when the vowel in ne is prolonged, it expresses the speaker's feelings of excitement. In other words, ne creates an exclamation, right?
Exclamation mark.
Right, kind of like an exclamation mark.
For example, わー、これ美味しいね。
Wow, this is really delicious. I heard that ne makes it sound a little feminine. Is this true?
Well, it really depends on how you say it. And it also depends on the area you grow up. In Kansai, the western part of Japan, quite a few people think ne is feminine. But in Tokyo area, a lot of men use ne at the end of the sentence. But even so, if you overuse it, it may sound a bit feminine.
Oh, okay. So maybe some of our male listeners should just be careful not to overuse it too much.
そうですね。
Now on to the next particle, よ. The particle よ expresses the speaker's strong conviction or assertion about something that it's assumed the listener doesn't know. It's similar to I tell you or you know in English. You're telling the listener something that they don't know.
そうですよ。
So now Naomi-sensei and I are going to read a two-line dialogue. So please listen for how ne and yo are used.
Naomi-san, 今日は月曜日ですね。
違いますよ。火曜日ですよ。
So let's hear that once again.
Naomi-san, 今日は月曜日ですね。Naomi, today is Monday, isn't it?
違いますよ。
No, it's not.
火曜日ですよ。
It's Tuesday, you know. I thought that it was Monday today.But Naomi knew that I was wrong and it was Tuesday, so she put yo at the end of the sentences.
そうですよ。And you can add yo after requests, like, レッスンノートを読んでくださいよ。
Okay, but Naomi-sensei, we just mentioned that ne can come at the end of a request too. So what's the difference in this case?
Well, ne is used to soften the request, but yo doesn't soften the request. It does the opposite. Instead,emphasizes the request. So a request with yo sounds pretty strong.
Ah, I see. So, 読んでくださいよ is much stronger than 読んでくださいね。
そうです。そうですよ。
Right. Speaking of ne and yo, these two particles are used together a lot, right? Ne can come after the particle yo, as in よね。
そうですよね。Like this?
Right, exactly.
ne is used to seek confirmation.And yo indicates assertion. So a sentence that ends in yo ne means I assert that ba 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 ba, but don't you agree? Or I assert that, but am I right?
Can we have a sample sentence?
Sure. 会議は3時からですよね?
In this sentence, it's like, I'm saying that the meeting is from 3 o'clock, but am I right?
そうです。
In natural English, this would just become, the meeting is at 3, isn't it?
Mm.
The three particles we're going to introduce next are usually used by either men or women, meaning that they either sound very feminine or very masculine.
Mm.
So please be careful when you use them.
Let's start with wa.
The particle wa expresses a weak assertion, desire, intent, emotion, and so on. It is usually used by female speakers.
これ美味しいわ。
Wow, this is delicious.
It sounds very feminine.
Oh, really?
I rarely use it. My mother uses it a lot.
Mm. And please note that this sentence ending wa is spelled differently from the topic marking particle wa.
Mm.
The pronunciation is the same, but the hiragana used is different. You can see what they look like in the lesson notes.
そうですね。レッスンノートを見てください。Okay, the next particle we are looking at is ぜ。
The particle ぜ is used by male speakers in informal speech to add force and emphasis to a sentence. It's often used to make a declaration.
頑張るぜ。I'm going to give it my best shot.
And lastly, we have
ぞ。
The particle ぞ is also used by male speakers, and it's used in informal speech to add force to a sentence. Like よ。It's similar to I tell you or you know in English.
And it is said that ぞ has a somewhat stronger connotation than ぜ.
Right, and please note that both ぞ and ぜ are informal expressions, so they cannot be used in formal speech. Can we hear a sample sentence for ぞ?
帰るぞ.
Come on, we're going home.
Ah, come on, っていう感じ.
そうですね. In this lesson, we went over sentence-ending particles. Now it's time to recap this lesson with a quiz. I'm going to read an English sentence, and your job is to choose the best Japanese translation from the choices provided. Are you ready? Here's the sentence. This is a fish, right? The choices are 1.
これは魚ですよ。
2.
これは魚ですわ。
3.
これは魚ですね。
And the answer is
3. これは魚ですね。
So, do you remember? ね is like an English tag question. So now let's go over the other choices. How about choice 1?
これは魚ですよ。
This is a fish, you know. よ indicates the speaker's assertion. You're telling the listener something they don't know. And choice 3 is?
これは魚ですわ。
It means it's a fish, but it sounds very feminine.
Right. The particle wa expresses a weak assertion, desire, intent, emotion, and so on. It's usually used by female speakers.
そうですね。Okay, so that's all for this lesson.
In this series, each lesson builds on the previous lesson, so make sure that you master this lesson before you go on to the next one. Oh, and before we go, I want to remind everyone of a tool that helps you improve your pronunciation.
The voice recording tool.
That's right. It's in the Premium Learning Center.
You can record your own voice. Listen to it and compare it with a native speaker.
Then you can make changes to your pronunciation to make yourself sound even better.
You'll notice a big difference in your pronunciation.
それじゃあまたね。See you next time.
そうか。じゃあ空港で飛行機を見ていたんだね。心配したんだぜ。
はい。すみません。
お母さん心配したわ。
もう勉強したくなかったんだよ。
お母さん悪かったわ。いつも勉強勉強言って。
母さんは悪くないよ。ごめんなさい。
まあ無事でよかったよ。さ帰るぞ。
はい。